NTR Mobile. DJC, N4 DJC, N0TR.
Just walking upstairs to give you a shout. I heard you on just a second ago downstairs on the other radio.
That's good. Thanks, Jerry. Good afternoon. We're just headed towards home. We've been running around. The last stop was the bank, and we went down to the daughter's and delivered some eggs and watched some things on the TV. We were there for a few minutes. Such crazy kid stuff. But other than that, we had a nice visit. Got some, what is that soup that she gave us, Bernice? Turkey noodle. I'm going to go home and have some turkey noodle soup for dinner.
I've ever heard of that one. I got chicken noodle in a can. but that's about it. We keep a few cans of soup around when it's cold. My son eats a lot of stuff like that. He'll take it to work with him. You know, he's got a locker. He can take it to work. They got a full kitchen. He can take it to work and stick it in his locker. Don't have to worry about going out to eat when they're real busy there. It's nothing like hot soup on a cold day.
I love soups and potato soup and tomato soup and vegetable soup. Most one I used to have, though, is just once in a blue moon, Bernice will make me some oyster stew. And I didn't realize it at the time, but when I was working at that wheel plant, we had a big maintenance department. I mean, very big. And we had a break room, and I'd go in there, and when I'd open that thermos jug, I still get tickled. There'd be four or five guys get up and walk out of the room just because of the smell of that oyster stew.
By the way, I love oysters. Anybody, whether fried or raw or steamed or whatever, they're real good. I'm not a big fan of the Pacific oysters. They're just too big. But the eastern, anything on the eastern coast, Blue Points and Florida and off the coast of the Carolinas, they're always real good this time of year. But I love them. I got hooked on those things years and years ago. And my son loves them, and we all like them. And it's just, you know, we used to get the oyster roast here when they had them. They still have them every once in a while, but so many people there. We just go with Bimini's and get them steamed there on Tuesday afternoon. Well, Tuesday, all day Tuesday, they got the steamed or raw on the half shell for half off. So you can get a dozen oysters for maybe, $6 or $7 or something like that. And that's not a bad deal.
A big fan of them, but I like oyster stew. And boy, them guys didn't like the smell of it. I'll never forget. But it was nice to have a good break room. And Bernice, she put it in the thermos. I had no idea until I opened it. It wasn't like I did it on purpose, but I'd get a big kick out of it. But just a soup and sandwich is good. Amy, our daughter, she makes the noodles, and they're good. So I suppose the turkeys from leftover Thanksgiving, I don't know. But she is quite the chef, like her mom, so I'm looking forward to it. I have a rough time finding soups. I love chicken noodle soup. They've changed it so many times from Campbell's anymore. And I just like the old time. Oops, there's two Gestapos down here at the bottom of the hill. I better slow down. Although I haven't picked up any radar. But everything's so high in salt anymore, Jerry, that I have a hard time with that. And there's a guy sitting out there, and he's selling boiled peanuts.
As far as canned soup, we've been buying Progresso for now for years, the traditional stuff. You can get it with reduced sodium in it, too. They're pretty reasonable, but that's basically one can of Progresso is basically two servings for us. And they have an enchilada chicken that's really good, too. It's a little spicy, but it's good. And our gumbo, sausage gumbo is good, too. It's pretty tasty. But again, it's just, it's about 16 or 18 ounces or something like that. It's just too much for me to eat at one time, so I'll either split it or either eat half of it and eat the other half of it later or another day. But I tell you, the traffic wasn't that bad this morning. I got out, you know, about 11 o'clock. It wasn't as bad as it has been. But now, yesterday afternoon, it was really bad yesterday. I was surprised how many cars that were out on the highway at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
A moment. It's been totally amazing, the traffic today. And then I had an iPhone to send in, and the UPS place, my gracious, they was lined up clear out the door, and I was talking to one gentleman there. I told him, I said, I can't stand very long, and he asked me how I was feeling. I said, well, I can't stand very long. There's no place to sit down. One lady offered a box to sit on, and I declined it. And finally, he said, Tom, he said, I'll take that package and send it in for you. And I said, well, it's an iPhone. And he says, well, he says, no problem. And he said, just take a picture of it. And he says, I'll go ahead and just drop it off for you. So that was nice of him. And it got me out of there. I got this foot brace on, and it was hurting, and my back's been hurting more than normal today. I don't know. Guess it's the fraud or something coming there, Jerry. Mostly old age, I think. Well, you got any plans for the rest of the day?
I'm not going to Greenville today. My wife is headed over there in a little while to... She and our daughter and granddaughter are going to Nutcracker tonight, so I was going to go, but son-in-law not feeling too, he got a little cold, so I think I'll just stay at home tonight and let them go and have a good time. But I don't have anything else planned. I might run out, one area I may run out a little bit later on this afternoon, but nothing imperative. We went out to, I went out to Hattigrass this morning to get my B12 shot. On the way back, I picked us up some shrimp at the Hook. It's kind of like a Silver Bay Seafood, you know, over in that area. And it's usually really good, just like we split it, you know, baby fried shrimp, baked potato, you know, that sort of stuff. It's a lot like $8 or $9 for two people. That's not bad eating out these days. And plus, you ain't got to leave a tip at the time. I'm just a cheapskate when it comes to that, I guess.
We mentioned that a while ago. Well, I found out something. There was a very nice lady at Ingalls, and I was telling her, I said, you know, we've never had shrimp that we really didn't enjoy from here. And I said, this last batch, I said, the wife splits them, and we buy a pound, and then it makes us two different meals. And I said, she freezes the other ones, and she said, oh, no, sis. When we receive these fresh-caught North Carolina shrimp, they're already frozen, and you're not supposed to refreeze them. Well, I didn't know that, and so she took me by the arm and led me down to the frozen food case, and I think the regular shrimp was about, $15, $16 a pound, and but that ain't bad for two of us for a meal, two different meals. And she showed us the ones in the freezer case there, and it was just $27.96 for 2 pounds. But I didn't want to get them until I asked Bernice about it. But she says, you can take half of those out and use them, or any amount you want, and then refreeze them. She said, that's okay, but you don't refreeze the fresh-caught ones out of the meat case there.
N0TRN4DJC, I don't think they hold anything fresh, Tom, unless it's really close to the coast. Everything's they freeze a lot of these big trawlers. They freeze them on board now too. That happens with fish too. And once it's frozen like that, you probably shouldn't refreeze them. But we really don't. When we buy stuff like that, we bought the frozen red Argentina shrimp at Sam's, and it is good. It's not the Chinese stuff where they scoop up everything off the ocean. It's caught off a case of Argentina. Those are good. They're a little bigger than average shrimp, but again, you know, you just have to be careful not overcooking. Shrimp don't take, And once you heat them up, they're still cooking when you pull them out of that boiler. So yeah, it's just not in. Right before you think they're done, go and pull them out and in, because they'll keep on cooking. And as long as they're not translucent, they're fine. But generally, you know, overcooked shrimp always tastes tough. It's easy to tell that. And refrozen, the ones that are refrozen are tough, and sometimes they get kind of a grainy texture too. I think when they've been refrozen and then thawed back out.
Well, we learned something, didn't we, Mom?
Yeah. Hi, Jerry.
Anyways, we drove in the driveway here, and the porch pilots didn't get our Amazon stuff, Jerry, so thank the good Lord for that. He saved a porch pilot. But we haven't been home since about 10, 11 o'clock. Anyways, I'll go out and gather some eggs and come back in, and I don't know what else I'm going to do today, but I'll figure out something, Jerry. Hope you all have a good day, and I'll say 73, sir, in 4DJC and 0TR.
Good afternoon, Bernice. Keep him straight. We don't have, I don't think I'm going to be around for Amazon. I usually have mine delivered to a quick trip down here. I can have it, you know, you can have it delivered to any of those lockers. Especially with stuff that's got any value to it, but I just have it delivered down there. It's only about a mile or so from the house. I don't mind driving down there, especially if we're going to be out in the evening or something like that. But we haven't had as much trouble. We have had some people, you know, go up down the neighborhood a few years ago, but everybody's got cameras now, so they don't seem to be doing it as often. But 73 time, y'all have a great afternoon. Maybe catch you a little bit later on. N4DJC, clear.
KO4 HTX.